went away. Hurry up.
Be able to bring up a, you know, some sort of chat option.
So we can cheat, huh?
Yeah. Because you're meant to type in. I mean, you can get flying ships that'll hover over land and air by typing in flying Dutchman.
In the Stone Age.
Yeah. Big juggernauts. You see. It's not there. So unless it's somewhere in the menu, but I didn't see it before.
No. It must only be in the multiplayer.
You can click on the achievements as you go along and you'll see at what stage you are in relation to everybody else.
Who am I?
You're the guy in blue. You see, Ramesses is going to cause you trouble, but so is that guy at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you can click on a column for more details. So if you click on technology, you can see who gets to the Bronze Age first, who gets to the Iron Age. Yeah. The moment they still haven't moved on. You can click on the military as well, right? On the left. And you'll see who's got the largest army. That guy at the bottom is 25 units already.
We could be in trouble.
We could.
But I suppose he can't attack until he gets into the next stage.
Oh, so you're on a small island, so he needs transport.
Yep.
They're trade boats, but again, you need to find someone to trade with.
It's slow advancing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Walls and just make it generally a nightmare to attack you.
That's it, I like this effect.
Yeah, I've started doing that as well. So we must have a game of AoE 2 sometime.
You can do the Feudal Rush, which is what I did to you one night after I downloaded tips off the internet. You know, where you just get to the Feudal Age first and build a load of archers and kill all the enemy's villagers because he's still chopping wood and that. Now, you've got a trade boat there, but you need to be able to trade with someone. You can specify what you're going to trade in. You click. Right? But I mean, he'll be sank by your enemies if he goes to the enemy
port. Yeah, I know,
but
I'm just really using him just to suss the place out. What was that?
Oh, that's probably just one of your ships. Oh, there, that's an enemy ship. Okay, that's the guy actually with the big army. If you look at your diplomacy, you'll see who's decided they're enemies with you. Everybody's an enemy.
If I change now, that's one thing I don't know even about AoE 2. If I change this to ally for one of them, will they?
No. They'll.
Like, can I ask them to join me or something? Or
you can, but you'd have to pay tribute and that. Now, the thing is, if you click them down as allies, right, your troops won't attack them, but unless they consider you an ally, they'll attack you regardless.
Yeah.
So you can now start putting out troops. Upgrade first the axe. Okay.
What other research can I do?
You can. Okay. The one on the right that you clicked on, I think, was for towers.
Watchtower, yeah.
And the one on the left was walls. Various weapons. The one on the right is your warship. Yeah. And maybe a few of them would be no harm to start sinking your man's ship in.
Well, he came from this direction, so I'll go down and have a look for him.